say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog. Today is Friday, the 6th day of April. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? I'm telling you. Well, TGIF anyway. Okay, listen, few quick announcements here, then we're going to get into the show. I've got my guest today is Ralph Winterroad, who, as a lot of you know, has a show on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings at 7, and he talks about the court system, talks about taxes a little bit. Should be an interesting show. But anyway, before I get started on that, I want to remind you, okay, freedom to fascism, give me an email, discerner1200@yahoo.com, and I'll send you out a free one as long as you promise to share it with somebody. I get an overwhelming response for that, and I've sent out tons of them. So I thank you for all those listeners who have ordered it, and also remember to share it with somebody. Listen, the truck out, don't forget April 23rd to 25th. If you're a trucker, you want to park in front of the Capitol. If you're not a trucker and you know a trucker, tell them about it. If you don't know a trucker, hang something on the bulletin board at any truck stop that's close to you. And I just thought about this. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if they all stopped and, you know, they parked around the Capitol and they got out and they opened up the back doors and they pulled out their barbecue pits like they do at football games, you know, and just started cooking their ribs and their chicken and so forth. And they all had signs that said, go LCIADA. I mean, you know, I don't know. Would that get somebody's attention? You just never know. Anyway, upcoming guests for next week. I've got Don Nikoloff, as I want to remind you, is doing my show Monday, and his special guest is going to be Don Harkin, who has the American Activist on Saturdays, and he also, Don Nikoloff writes for the Idaho Observer, and Don Harkin owns it. So that should be a good show. I'm not real sure what they're going to go into, but these guys are great, so you don't want to miss that show. I've also, later on in the week, I've got Rosalind Peterson, who, as many of you recall, I had her on the show when my show was only an hour long, and I got just... We got inundated with telephone calls, and I apologize to the listeners who did call in, but I didn't give them their fair share. So I'm going to have Rosalind up again next Thursday, and I'm going to have her up for the whole 2 hours. Going to open up the phone lines. She only got through a very small bit of what she wanted to cover. And I want to remind everybody out there, we got to stop calling them chemtrails and start calling them plumes, because they've already ruled that to call them chemtrails is to be a conspiracy theorist. And as we all know, we're not conspiracy theorists. We are conspiracy fact people. And on the 13th, Friday the 13th, we've got Judy Andreas coming on, and I might talk to her a little bit about Judaism's. She wrote a book called, I think it's called Judaism's, and I read a little bit about that, which is kind of interesting. I've got some other guests that are coming up in the following weeks. I haven't really secured a time slot for them yet, but it should be interesting. But being as that it's getting close to, quote, tax time, I think it's, what is the deadline? Is it April 15th or maybe it's the 17th? Maybe they give some people a two-day reprieve. I thought it would be appropriate to bring Ralph Winterroad on today to talk to him a little bit about some of the cases that he's fighting right now and, you know, get into a little of knowledge with Ralph about... his escapades through the court system and what kind of stuff he endures. And for my listeners out there, you know, I mean, I'm fascinated with fascinated is really not a good word, but with the corruption in the court system. It seems to be so rampant these days in every area that we go into. I just think it's good to expose it from all sides. So Ralph Winterroad will be up right after the break. Got a break coming up now. Stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And it's republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Be back in three.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell and I don't...
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And again, we're going to go into the latest, Ralph Winterode, who has a show on the same network, and it's three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. So we're going to bring Ralph up. We're going to talk about his latest escapades with what's going on through the court system. Ralph, are you with me?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy. How are you?
Well, I tell you what, spring has finally sprung in Alaska. We got the snow melting. Boy, I tell you, I was beginning to wonder.
Is that right? What's the temperature up there?
It's about 40 degrees, and, we went through the spring when the spring was sprung, and it was down about 10, 15 below zero. It didn't feel like spring.
Man, well, what is the temperature this time of year? And by the way, what part of Alaska are you in, Ralph?
I'm out of Anchorage, about 70 miles. I actually live across that little bay here, and I almost can look across at Anchorage.
Is that right? Okay. So is this normal for this time of the year, or is it a little warm there?
Well, no, we should already have, our snow should have been basically gone, and we should be thinking about actually having trees bud, but we are working on it.
So is that the part of the country where when it gets into the heat of summer that it doesn't get dark there?
That's only when you go north above the Arctic Circle.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I've been up there, and it's really an amazing experience when the sun never goes down. One of the big lies that they tell you, though, is that we have 6 months of darkness above the Arctic Circle, and that's not so, because what happens is the sun doesn't come up. That's true for several months, but it's like a super bright just before dawn.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, you have 4 or 5 day hours of actual daylight. You just don't see the sun.
I see. Well, what about the northern lights? Can you drive to see those?
Oh, they're here all the time, usually in the winter off and on. Yeah, they're absolutely just beautiful. You go out at night and look at them.
I'll be darned. Yeah, one of these days I'm going to have to get up there and see them. I've heard about them all my life, but I've never been able to see them from
myself. Well, we have a thing in Alaska. We love tourists, but we don't want you to stay.
that sounds like Sweden, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I won't go into that. Well,
yeah, come and bring your money and leave your money enjoy the scenery and look at all the fish and the whales and all those things, and then go back down and pester those people in Lower 48.
Have they got Indian casinos up there?
No, we don't have any of that yet. No, okay. I'm sure at some point it'll probably come, but hasn't made the showing yet.
I see. Okay, well, at some point they'll be coming to a town near you, probably.
Oh, they will. Oh, as soon as they figure out that they can make a heck of a lot of money at it, and if they get around the our little den of vipers legislature down there, and it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, what's going on in your world there, Ralph? I mean,
I tell you what, there's an awful lot of issues going on. It's just unbelievable. When you really worked on a petition for hearing into the Supreme Court of Alaska, and I can unequivocally tell you that we have no courts in the several states, and we have no courts of the United States. There's nobody to declare the law anymore. It's all gone.
Nobody declares the law. Well, you know, I'll bring you up to speed a little bit. I've had a couple guests on my show over the past week or so that have been in, fighting the court system in one respect or another. And it doesn't seem to matter what you're fighting or, whether it's civil, whether it's criminal, it doesn't make any difference where it is. It seems like the corruption is just insurmountable.
What I did to try to get to the bottom of this problem, it's like this Real ID Act. You know, you could put in one sentence and the whole Real ID Act goes away? One sentence. Can you believe that?
One sentence and the whole Real ID Act goes away.
Right.
Well, expound on that, Ralph.
Okay, the sentence would be, is this act has no application to the citizens of the several states.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. You're going to tell us.
I'm going to try to tell you. And first of all, you have to understand the concept of if you're a parent and you grant privileges or benefits to your children. If you get a certain grade, I'll give you money. If you do the dishes, I'll give you money. If you do this, I'll let you stay out till 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the parent is the grantor, and the person that makes the grant controls the remedy, right?
Right.
Well, this is right after the Civil War, and the one case that I read on this that just absolutely blew my mind, because what I started to doing, I made a list of all of the things that they would have to eliminate to reconstruct our constitutional republic.
All right.
They have to get rid of the sovereignty of the people, right? Because that's where the power comes from. That's what they tell us, right?
Well, yeah, that's what they tell us, yes.
We'd have to get rid of the laws of the United States because they're supreme.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to get rid of the judicial power of the United States. We'd have to get rid of the executive power of the United States. We have to eliminate trial by jury, a real trial by jury. How do we accomplish that? We have to eliminate the adversarial things that you're supposed to do at the beginning of any criminal complaint, so we've eliminated those. So I started to research this out and said, okay, what are the common elements? What can I find? Because there's got to be a common thread here to what they did. So as I kept working on this, I came across a case here, and it's United States versus Babcock. And I came across this case, and I could not believe what I was reading. I said, this just cannot be. And it's talking about, I'm going to pull a case up here right now. But it's talking about when the United States creates rights against itself, we have no access to courts. Mm-hmm. And here's the exact quote. It says, these general rules are well settled. That the United States, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts.
Is this a Supreme Court ruling?
Supreme Court, absolutely.
Creates rights against itself, it has no obligation to
provide a remedy through the courts. And I said, I don't know what it is, what magic rock I step on, and the whole Constitution of the Republic goes away, but I don't want to do that. Because if I have no courts, I have no remedy.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah. So I read every case in there, and there's, I don't know, probably 15, 20 Supreme Court cases or other cases sitting behind this. And so what I finally, when I hit on the one on the Veterans Administration, it mirrored the Social Security Act.
Okay. Now, the Veterans Administration, I just had Art Bernclau on my show a week before last, and he's an advocate for the veterans and, stripping them for their benefits and so forth and kind of getting them out on a general discharge, and then they're having problems connecting their benefits. So how does this tie in with that?
It ties into that Congress can do anything to the veterans they want. They can promise you the moon and provide a piece of sand.
Wow.
They are under no obligation to have any remedy in any of the courts. You go through these agencies, a bunch of nonsensical people that could care less about what's going on. You went over there and put your life limb on a property. We don't care. I mean, the Gulf War Syndrome is just another great example, or the people, what's the orange stuff that they had in the Vietnam War?
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, yeah. I mean, those things, and so what? It's no big deal. So you're screwed up. So your family's screwed up. So we promised you we're going to take care of you. So we don't. What are you going to do? You can't go to court. You're dealing with agencies ad nauseum. And that is the problem, is that, and it's just stated this quite simply, is that when Congress creates or grants you something, Congress controls the remedy or the lack thereof.
Just like your parents granting you the allowance.
Absolutely. Right down the same exact line, and it's been stated over and over and over again, and there's just one Supreme Court case right after the other one that states that when Congress does a grant, they can control the remedy or the lack thereof.
Hmm.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Because, you know, as I said, we went down the Art Bernclau and I went down the road on this week before last, and there's a chapter in the Veterans Administration Code, chapter, I believe it's 513, where they give them a general discharge, and then the person giving them the discharge promises them that they're going to get benefits and so forth. They basically lie to them.
Absolutely.
And then they bounce them through this system round and round and round for years and years and to get benefits, and it's like a ping pong game. They just go back and forth.
We have no remedy.
Right. But they don't tell them they don't have a remedy.
No. So the question then becomes, okay, so what do we do? Where can you prove this stuff?
Well, that's...
And then to prove. If you can't prove it, the amazing part is they print and tell us what they're doing to us. Now, you go back to where are our inalienable rights come from? Do they not come from the Creator and we all have them?
Yes.
And it's called jus soli, J-U-S space S-O-L-I. They are called, it's a birthright based on citizenship. When we are born in this country, on the land, all of our inalienable rights, it doesn't make any difference whether you're male or female. It doesn't make any difference whether you're black, blue, purple, or green. Y'all got them. Everybody has them. And they are not a grant from anybody, are they?
No.
Okay. Hold that concept.
Okay.
You can go on the Internet, Title 42, United States Code, 1981.
Okay.
All persons, I'm reading, born within the jurisdiction of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory to make and enforce contracts, to sue, be parties, to give evidence, to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of persons and properties as is enjoyed by white citizens.
White citizens.
Yeah. Shall be subject to the like pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every type and to no other. And then they go on to talk about the fact that you can, what the right to make a contract is. And then you go to Title 42, 1982, United States Code.
Mm-hmm.
All citizens of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory as is enjoyed by the white citizens.
The white citizens. Now, I'm reading that right now.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, but when did they write this? Because, I mean...
Right after the Civil War,
I was
the Civil Rights Act.
I was going to say it. The 14th Amendment pops up in my mind here, Ralph.
Oh, that's not what they did. And if you continue on with this, it says to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold, convey real and personal property.
Uh-huh.
They're giving, Congress is granting us all of these privileges to own property, to sue and be sued, to make contracts.
Hmm.
the same as a white citizen that comes right out of the Civil Rights Act. After the Civil War, what they did to the Negroes...
All right,
they
let me stop you right there. We got to take a break. Hold that thought. What they did to the Negroes, okay, back in the Civil War. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening with my special guest, Ralph Winterode. We've got a short segment coming up here. And I want to say we're talking about the right now we're talking about the 14th Amendment. And I want to tell all my listeners out there, I prefer the word black or African-American, but we're using the word Negro in a historical context. So go ahead, Ralph. Continue.
Okay, well, we can use black. I mean, I'm not white. I'm a Caucasian. I've got Indian blood in me. I've got a lot of things. So anyway... And it's not meant in a derogatory manner.
No, I know that. It's a historical context.
Right. So the blacks, or African descent, after the Civil War, what Congress did in 1866, and then, of course, they amended in 1870, all they did was swap the Africans from being under slave owners, under the Southern plantation owners, to being slaves under Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said, oh, we're going to grant you this fictional thing, and then we'll control everything that we give to you. So, obviously, the next thing that I went to look at, I said, well, now, wait a minute here. This doesn't make sense. So then did they ever create and actually allow the Africans or anybody else to, quote, be on the equal as the pale faces? Well, guess what? In 1870, very quietly, they said that aliens of African nativity or descent could be naturalized as a, quote, citizen of the United States of America, mm-hmm. which means then you are not a second-class citizen. You're not second-rate. You're exactly the same as a, quote, white citizen.
Okay.
So a white and a black citizen are the same thing. They're citizens of the several states. But they quietly did it, but they don't tell anybody. Okay?
Okay.
And then if you go forward, I started tracking this through, and I said, well, isn't this interesting? So then in 1940, they allowed, and this is out of a court case, descendants of the racist indigenous to the Western Hemispheres. Now, isn't that a nice statement? So they can become citizens of the several states.
Okay.
And then in 1943, it's Chinese persons or Chinese descent. And then in 1946, they said Filipinos and persons of racist indigenous to India. And then finally in 1952, they said, oh, the hell with it. Anybody can come into this country. But the bottom line is the people that get naturalized, you go look at their certificate of naturalization, and it's right in Title 8, 1449, they come in as a citizen of the United States of America. And what that means is you are a citizen of any of the sovereign countries known as the several states, and you can go to any one of these several states, and when you become domiciled, you can become a citizen of Texas then, and that is where your inalienable rights are, and that's where the privileges and immunities that our forefathers already took care of in Article 4, Section 2, it says if you're a citizen of Texas and you come to Alaska and you get in trouble up here, you're going to be treated exactly the same as the people that are citizens of Alaska.
Okay,
well, equal protection of the laws.
Let me stop you right there, Ralph, and unconfuse me here, because Section 1 of the 14th Amendment says all persons. It doesn't specify as white, black, Chinese, or whatever. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. Right?
Right. That's a fictional status, though.
Okay.
And because what you have to do is go back to the source of the problem, which is in Article 1, Section 8, and I think it's Clause 4.
Okay.
And you have to remember that the Supreme Court ruled on this, and this is a really important case. It's called Osborne versus the Bank of the United States. I can send it to you if you want to look at it. It's 22 U.S. 738 and 1824. And this has been upheld. It's never been changed. And let me just read the concept here. And it makes so much sense because, by the way, when you read the 14th Amendment, it does not say privileges and immunities. It says privileges or immunities are already pre-existing. And Slaughterhouse and Cruikshank said, you're holding an empty bag because all of your inalienable rights are still sitting within the protections of the several states. It's nothing to do with being a citizen of the United States.
Okay.
Now, this is out of this Osborne case, and this is really an important concept.
Okay.
It says, a naturalized citizen is indeed made a citizen under the Act of Congress, but the Act does not proceed to give, to regulate, or to prescribe his capacities. What did we just read in 1981? They're giving you stuff, right?
Right.
He is a member of society possessing all the rights of a native citizen. And standing in the view of the Constitution on the footing of a native. The Constitution does not authorize Congress to enlarge or abridge those rights. The simple power of the national legislature is to prescribe a uniform rule of naturalization. That's exactly what it says in the Constitution. And the exercise of this power exhausted so far as respects the individual.
So let me insert this here, Ralph, okay, just off the cuff here.
Okay.
So when an individual challenges the Internal Revenue Service per se, and they send him a letter saying, well, you know, I'm not liable, or I don't follow your jurisdiction, or whatever they write, the Internal Revenue Service comes back with one of their, many cookie-cutter statements that they send you back, and in one of them, it states the Section 1 of the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and they use that to make a person think that, yes, they are, indeed liable to pay this alleged income tax.
You just trapped yourself when you made the statement.
Uh-oh. All right, well, listen, I'll take a break and try to get out of my trap, all right? And, Ralph, stick with me. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave. Ralph, get me out of this trap when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I have my special guest, Ralph Winterroad, on the line, who does a show on RBN three nights a week. I got myself put in a trap that Ralph's going to get me out of. But before you do that, Ralph, we have a caller that called in, and she just asks a question. It's Melissa from Texas, and I'm going to pose this to you before you get me out of the trap. She asks, what is it that we're supposed to call ourselves in order to not be under their jurisdiction?
Now, that is an excellent question.
Well, that's Melissa from Texas, so give her accolades for her intelligence, because I'm stuck in a box here.
Okay, well, the first one is American citizen, and that's everything is all, when you talk about us, it's always a lowercase c, but it's a capital American.
Okay.
And the Supreme Court has ruled on that anybody that is born in America is an American citizen. Okay, now it's called the compounding of nouns because they use the word American to describe a citizen. And those are the people that were born in the original states. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Then we had the Articles of Confederation and the United States of America, with a capital U, United States of America, came along. With that, they changed the original states to a new status called the several states, and along with that came the citizens of the several of the United States of America, which is what everybody is naturalized at. So that's good. So you want to be an American citizen? You want to be a citizen of the United States of America, not of the United States. And then when you become domiciled, because domicile and citizenship are interchangeable, if you're in Texas, you become a lowercase c citizen of Texas. And then with that, you are protected as a citizen of the several states when you travel around. The privileges and immunities, it's already in the Constitution that says when you travel around all these sovereign countries known as the several states, you're a citizen of one of the several states, and you have equal protection of the laws anywhere you are.
Okay, now let me clarify this, because this is a bit confusing. What I am and what Melissa is a citizen of the United States of America and a citizen of Texas. Is that right?
If you're domiciled in Texas, that's correct. You're also an American citizen because you come in on equal footing with all of the inalienable rights of the original people that formed our country.
Okay.
And that also is your status. And those are the three statuses that you have. And okay. I can prove them conclusively.
All right. Now, tell me about this box I got myself in and how.
Well, the interesting game that they play, and it's a treason what they're doing, but the interesting game is, what is an individual? What's that mean to you?
It's a person.
You started off and said every individual.
Well, that says, you're talking about when I was reading the amendment?
No, you were talking about, you know, with dealing with the IRS. Every individual, when you get a hold of them.
Right, yes.
And you ask a question.
Yes, I ask a question to the IRS, and they send me back this thing saying, you know, the 14th Amendment. All
right, says, but you use the word individual. See, what they've done is just like when, what's the Attorney General of the United States?
Alberto Gonzalez.
Yeah, he was having an issue the other day that was out on the Internet with Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Schumer, and they had a video. He did not lie. It looked like he was lying, but you have to understand what they do is they have taken words and they've given them a new definition called a term.
Okay.
And they're speaking in legalese.
Okay.
So if I said cat, but if I said cat means dog, and I'm talking about a cat, the people are going to say, oh, it's a putty cat.
Right.
Well, no, I'm talking about the cat, but I've given it a new definition called a dog, and I already know that I'm talking about dogs, but you think I'm talking about cats.
No, and I can relate to that. When you go into the Internal Revenue Service Code and you say, you know, for purposes of this chapter, the term so-and-so means this.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Okay. So when you use the word individual,
mm-hmm.
the word individual, every individual is liable for the income tax. You just lost the battle because the individual is defined as what have we been talking about? A citizen of the United States. It says, see, we think individual is like selecting one of us out of a class of people or something.
Okay.
It's not. It's a fiction in law. That's in Title 5, 552A, number 2.
Five.
It says a citizen or an individual means a citizen of the United States or an alien.
Okay, but if you put in there, I'm not a citizen of the United States, I'm a citizen of the United States of America, and actually a citizen of Texas, then that's a different definition, yes?
Oh, absolutely, but you don't want to use the word individual. You're a citizen of one of the several states.
Okay.
And you're domiciled in Texas, so you're a citizen of Texas. You have a traveling citizenship, a citizen of the United States of America, and you have all of the inalienable rights because you were born after July 4th, 1776, so you're also an American citizen.
Okay, so that's going to get me out of the box then.
Well, they're not going to want to go there, but what I'm telling you is when you use these words, you've already lost the case. And they know that what you said, because as soon as you say, I'm an individual, mm-hmm. or as soon as you put in the Social Security number and you don't know how to disassociate yourself with it, you've already lost the battle. It's like putting in the, you have an insurance policy, and you put in the policy number, and then you say, I don't want to pay the policy. It's illogical. You've already lost the battle.
Well, let me ask you this question. At what point, let's say for the sake of discussion, you know, all of us are wrapped up in this matrix of, you know, income tax and paying April 15th, and if you don't, you go to jail or whatever the, you know, propaganda they put on you. At what point does or can a person say, well, you know what, this is not true. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I'm also a citizen of Texas, and I don't wish to participate in this fraudulent system. Is there a remedy there somewhere?
Yes, let me tell you the remedy.
Okay.
First of all, let me read you a brief thing out of another Supreme Court case. This is a 2001, by the way.
Okay.
Cook versus Graylake, G-R-A-L-I-K-E.
Graylake, okay.
Graylake. And what it says is, the idea of federalism, now isn't this a nice word, is that the national legislature enacts laws which binds the people as individuals, not as citizens of a state. And it continues on. They're telling us, see, they created a fiction in law called an individual. And an individual means a citizen of the United States. Then you got to go to 1981, 82, and 1988 to find out what a citizen of the United States is. It's a grant, so Congress controls it. And that's how it's done. And the Supreme Court, right after the turn of the century, 1900, said we have two governments, one inside, one outside, under Congress. And this is the game. This is the root of the poisonous tree. As soon as you are, you say I'm a citizen, and this is why when you go in front of a jury, because every time you attach your signature, you always attach it in your natural capacity. That's as a matter of law.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a trustee, you got to put comma trustee, or if you're comma president of something or whatever, you have to put a different status behind it, right?
Right, yes.
This is why in all juries, without exception, federal or state, the jury comes in, and before they can proceed, they say, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? Oh, yeah, you betcha, absolutely.
Well, now, let me stop you there and ask you. If somebody popped up and said, no, I'm a citizen of the United States of America and also a citizen of the state of Texas, what would they do?
That person would be off the jury. I got around and impeached the whole jury when they tried me on a criminal issue. I impeached the whole jury. I said, they just committed perjury. That's a Class B felony because they don't even know what it is. I asked them, what is it? I don't know what it is. I said, you just testified in Rome, and you don't know what it is, and I'm going to sit in front of you?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm
sorry, but it just shows you, I mean, you know, in talking to a gentleman like you, it just shows me how much I don't know, you know, and it shows me the trickery that they use to...
But it sounds deliciously correct, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It really does. But it sounds deliciously... It's like... It's like a spider waiting for the fly to go in and take the little piece of cherry that's on the spider web.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're inviting you in, and they're preying on your naivety by which to trap you.
And what they're doing is they are, if you're a registered voter, you're a racist.
What?
Absolutely.
You're a racist.
You want all these people, you're saying I'm a citizen of the United States, you want all these other people to have the same rights as a white citizen. Would you like to walk into the NAACP and say, y'all need to be registered voters? Absolutely, sign up here, you're going to be a citizen of the United States. Oh, by the way, you want the same rights as a white citizen, and I'm a white guy, and then run. I'd be pissed. What if it said black citizen, or what if it said yellow citizen? Wouldn't you be pissed?
Oh, my.
They are mandating Congress that we be racist.
Oh. Unbelievable.
It is. I mean, this is better than the Land of Oz, because when we pull back the curtain here, it's scary.
Well, you know, one would say prophetically, you need to be a Philadelphia lawyer, but if you're a Philadelphia lawyer, you're an officer of the court, and you're going to play by their rules anyway. So what do you need? You need to be a Ralph Winterroad, I guess, huh?
I've looked. I know how they bound the attorneys. We have no counselors at law. I went through... What I did is I started making a list of all the things they would have to do to reconstruct our republic. And then I looked at what is common. And everything comes down to being this fictitious status, because if Congress grants, Congress controls. That's it. That's it.
That's
it's like
it.
This Real ID Act.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, there's one sentence that takes that thing to have no application.
Well, you mentioned that at the beginning of the show.
Have to do is say... This act has no application to the citizens of the several states that are domiciled in the several states. That's it.
Well, how do you get that in there?
First of all, we have to be educated so that we can talk to these guys, and we have to call them, write them letters and say, hey, is this true that if I was a citizen of one of the several states, domiciled in one of the several states, this act has no application? Is that true?
Well, they would have to agree, I would suppose.
Well, see, I already knew what I was looking for, because there are two things when they get into some act like this that they have to put in the act.
Uh-huh.
because it doesn't have application to the citizens of the several states, which is in the Constitution. So they have to disclose two things in the act.
All right,
who are they legislating for? It says for citizens of the United States or nationals. Both those guys we know have nothing to do with citizens of the several states. So they says, okay, if you want to have this fictitious status, we're legislating for you.
I got you. Okay, so
okay, the other one is they have to eliminate the several states. So they go in and say state means a state of the United States. Now, wait a minute. What happened to the several states? That's the only power you have. So they have to create the fictitious state. That's why in the IRS and all these other ones, you always see, well, the state includes the District of Columbia and the Territory of Guam and Marianas and bullshit.
Oh, excuse me, but BS.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Because the bottom line is it has no application to us. But the people that are within the several states that are citizens of the several states, it's all BS. That's why they have to define. I already knew the two things was there. I got the act down, and I started reading it, and sure enough, there it is, because they have to say we are not legislating in our constitutional capacity. We've stepped outside the Constitution for the people that we have suckered in, and we have to disclose this to you. Otherwise, the act would have no application. Isn't that amazing?
Okay, well, so what is the date? It's like May the 13th of 2008. They're telling us it's going to be mandatory that we're going to have a national ID or we can't go into a federal building, which is no big deal, or fly on an airplane or whatever. Now, that's their target date, or what's the story with that? You know.
Well, you know, I don't know, but I can tell you, because I can unequivocally state we have no courts. They're all gone right now. I mean, they're there in the law.
Mm-hmm.
Until the people look at it this way. We have no country. The country's overthrown. It's been gone for a long time.
Now,
in 1948, they got rid of all of the federal courts.
Okay, so from your research, there was a coup d'etat in 1948 that totally created a shadow government.
What they did is they started creating it right after the Civil War in 1866 and 1867.
Mm-hmm.
They created a fictitious status for the people. They overthrew the several states by making all of the southern states come in not on equal footing with the original as one of the United States of America. Actually says right in Virginia, it's under the laws of Congress, not of the laws of the United States, and everybody owes allegiance to Congress. That's right in the Bill of Rights of the Virginia Constitution that they forced down their throat. In the same time frame, 1866-67, they called the Tenure of Office Act. They usurped the executive power.
Mm-hmm.
The act right behind it, they told the judiciary, the courts, you can't look at anything we're doing. Take a hike. Unbelievable. And the Supreme Court, 59 years later, actually ruled that back then they did usurp the executive power. That's how long it took before somebody actually took it to the Supreme Court of the United States. But in 1881, they actually relented on part of that because the president was saying, you put these people here and I can't even fire them? This is what got Johnson in trouble is he challenged them. And 4 days later, they tried to impeach him, and then only by one vote did they miss it, because he got around and fired the Secretary of War. He says, how can I not be able to fire the people that work for me if they're not doing their job?
Well, this runs so deep, Ralph. You know, you're saying that, well, you know, you've investigated this thing, and that we really don't have a remedy for the courts and so forth. You said, and then you went back and did the research as to what we would have to do to put it back to where it was. I mean, is there any light at the end of the tunnel here?
Yes, there is. We have sold our birthright for the promise of a benefit. And the only way is, I like to think of it as we have the good ship Lollipop and we have a whole army of ships full of pirates. The only way to get this back is to challenge them through the divisions of elections, expose them for what they are, and start demanding that we're not going to be a citizen of the United States, and we can prove it. Quit sitting on the juries of the citizen of the United States, but we need to start demand elections for the people of the several states, and at one pirate at a time, depopulate the pirate ship, because that's the only way we'll ever get it back.
Now, when you say one pirate at a time, are you talking about, you know, some way exposing these people as to what they're doing?
Exposing them. I'm going to start doing posters, but you start electing one, try to get elections for the citizens of the several states.
I see.
It's going to be an uphill battle, because the people don't want to believe it. I mean, they have a belief system. This is what I finally determined. They have a belief system, and they get that deer in the headlight look, and they're not interested. It's like saying I was a Christian and I'm going to become a Buddhist. I'm going to say, nah, as soon as they start talking Buddhism or whatever you want to talk it is, I'm shutting down. I'm not listening. I don't want to hear any facts. Don't bother me with the facts. I have a belief system, and you're not going to interrupt it.
Well, there's a propaganda, and I know you know this, Ralph. There's a very, very strong propaganda machine out there in the form of mainstream media that has got this public so hypnotized. And I'll take myself an example. When I'm off the air, I'll go out and pass out, you know, copies of Freedom to Fascism, and I'll try to institute a conversation with somebody. But if you try to go down any one of these avenues and start talking to anybody about this stuff, I would say 99 people, well, not maybe 99, 98 people out of 100, within 10 seconds, their eyes just glaze over. They don't even know what you're talking about. Nor do they want to know, because you'll see an element of fear come into their eyes at some point.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't want to go there. So, I mean, part of the solution, part of the remedy, is you have to first get the people to understand what kind of a quagmire that they're in.
Well, I'm putting together a thing on the citizen of the United States to put out a DVD with a movie with this too, but also the writings, because until we understand, because for a lack of knowledge, we don't know what's going on. Just like in the Bible, my people perish for a lack of knowledge because we have sold our birthright, and that is the core problem. Until we understand that our inalienable rights come from our Creator, they are not grants from Congress or a legislature, because in reality, would you give me a full power of attorney over all your property?
No, but I'll tell you what, we have to take a break. Hold that thought, Ralph. Stick with me. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog with my special guest, Ralph Winter Road, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 Shortwave. See you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. I've got my special guest, Ralph Winterroad, on the line. We've got a short segment coming up here, about 5 minutes, Ralph. And you're just asking me about power of attorney. Would I give you a power of attorney? Hello?
Yeah, would you give me a full power of attorney?
I don't think so.
Well, no, I wouldn't give it to you. I mean, I'm sure you're a nice guy.
Right. What? Right, but yeah, I mean, there's a certain element of, I don't know, trust involved, and of course, you know, we don't know each other, but that would be like giving it to a stranger. I mean, you know, you're a nice guy as well. You got a show here, and you're very knowledgeable, and sometimes you make me feel like Elmer Fudd, but that's okay. You know, I'm still not going to give you a POA. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I have my ex-wife, and she's the only person that I would actually give probably an unlimited power of attorney, because I trust her that much. But
Right. So you're asking me if I would give you one, and I say no.
Okay, but then why would you give one to all of these politicians that we know are liars?
Well, I didn't know I did.
You did, because you signed up to be a registered voter, and as soon as you do that, it's under the penalties of perjury.
No, I didn't, Ralph. That's where I jumped out of the box.
You're not a registered voter. Good for you.
No, I'm not. But I'm still in the box, right? Right.
Well, this is where I've got these politicians in the corner, because they can't hold this, quote, public office without having that, and that's a Class B felony in Alaska to claim to be a citizen of the United States, and you aren't. And see, the other interesting part where you can start to distinguish this is that when you become a citizen of the United States of America, you have to take an oath of allegiance. An oath of allegiance.
Well,
that is if you are giving aid or anything against your oath of allegiance, that's treason.
Okay.
And that is the penalty's death in Title 18.
Okay.
Now, if you are a citizen of the United States, claim to be, and you aren't, in Title 18, Section 9/11, it's only 3 years in the pokey maximum. Does that not tell you that there might be a slight problem? Because the next thing is, well, if I'm a citizen of the United States, where's the oath of allegiance to my government? What government do I have an oath of allegiance to? It's to the United States of America, and then we have to the United States, which is the agent of the United States of America. And it's the government of the United States for a more perfect union. And this is where it gets confusing.
It gets confusing, but let me ask you, and I don't mean to cut you off, Ralph.
That's fine. Go ahead.
But when you say the United States and the United States of America, is this somehow, and here I'm going to go again, probably an Elmer Fudd question, but is this somehow, you know, like the United States of America is the real government, the United States is the fictional corporate or the shadow government?
No, one is an agent of the other, and, of course, the Supreme Court said that we have three United States. Well, the obvious question is, where the other two come from? Because it says one of them has to do with the Constitution and the several states. Well, wait a minute. Where the other two come from? I don't know. I mean, which one of these United States? I can't prove where the other two come from. I know that I have a Constitution. If I'm the sovereign, I give a limited delegation to the several states and a grant to the United States to be sovereign in certain areas. I don't remember any two other United States being around there.
I never learned it in school.
I never either. I just made it up. See, we have to enter the Land of Oz. And when you enter the Land of Oz, I mean, golly gee whiz, you know, bring along your fictional book and your fairy tales.
This is getting more confusing by the minute.
When you understand who you are, that is the root of the poisonous tree. And when you reassert that and say, I am not allowing Congress to grant me my inalienable rights. My Creator gave me those. I'm sorry. Congress, I love Ted Stevens a lot. He's one of the best criminals they got up there in Congress. But guess what? You are not going to control my life. I am not giving you a full power of attorney over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because I don't trust you, because I already know who you are.
All right, let's take a break, Ralph. Top of the hour.
Yep.
We'll be back in just a few minutes. Michael Herzog with my special guest, Ralph Winterroad, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with us.